And it says in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool, flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth food from afar. She riseth also while she is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maids. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchant is good, and candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hands to the poor, and yea, she reacheth forth her hands to do needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her households are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry and clothing and silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, and when he sitteth among the elders of the land, she maketh fine linen and selleth and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom. Her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her.
Welcome to Walk in the Spirit, an expository teaching of God's Word. Walk in the Spirit is the audio outreach ministry of Pocatello Baptist Church. It is our prayer and desire that with the help of this message, we all will learn to walk in the Spirit.
Good morning, and I was going to sit here and yell Happy Mother's Day like a freak, but I'm going to tell you guys Happy Mother's Day. You guys are special. I was thinking about this all week, and I was like, Pastor, you kind of set me up because I like preaching stuff that's not real important. Why would you put me here on Mother's Day? And he said, I'll be fine, but we're here to praise the Lord, right? We're here to worship God and also honor our mothers, because the Bible says to honor thy mother and thy father so that days will be long upon the earth. So when I was sitting and I was thinking about, Lord, what do you want me to preach? It took me like 2 weeks, and I came to this passage. And I wrote a lot of things down, and I just want to share with you guys my heart. I didn't have the best example of what a mom should be, but she still did things for me. The example I had was you guys in the church and my wife. So we're going to read this again. Let's pray first because I'm going to need it. And then we'll get started. Father, we're grateful, Lord, that you died on the cross for our sins, Lord. We're grateful, Lord, for the love of our mothers, the comfort, the long nights they stayed with us and told us it was going to be okay, Lord. And just the little things, Lord, when we scraped our knees, she was always there. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll be with us today, Lord, that your word would be true. I pray that it be you and not me. Thank you, God, so much, God, for your grace. Thank you for your love, Lord. And sometimes we see that love and just a glimpse of it from our own moms and our wives, Lord. And I just thank you, God. Be with us today. Be with Pastor, Lord, as he gets well. I know he'd rather be here than me. And I could say the same thing. And I just pray that you'll take care of him and Chandra. Pray, Lord, again, that you'll just guide us. We love you. We need you. We ask to pray in Christ's name. Amen. If you guys don't mind, I can't see very well. I use an iPad. This is for Apple. I want to tell you guys a story about a six-year-old boy. He got separated from his mom at Walmart. So he starts yelling, Martha! 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 The mom turns around the corner. He says, what are you doing? That's not my name. He goes, you should call me Mother. The boy goes, yes, I know, but the store is full of mothers. Our world is full of mothers. We only have one mom. We have one who's special, should be and always be. There's no one like our moms. Every mom is different. Every mom looks different, dressed different, does their hair different. There's only one mom, and everybody had that special mom. When Pastor again asked me to preach on Mother's Day, I was nervous. I mean, the last significant thing I preached at was at like a teen event. And I start palming and my head starts feeling like my hands clammy. Because I grew up and I didn't have the best example of what a mom should be. I didn't have, I grew up in a broken home, and I grew up where Christmas was weird for me because of my mom. So I was kind of jaded by Mother's Day. But then I started reading and I got saved and I met my wife, and I see how she treats my kids, and I see how you mothers treat your kids and the love that your kids have and how happy they are. And I'm like, man, that's a prime example of what a mom should be. Prime example of what the love of God could be through a mom. And I sat there and I was sitting here thinking like, man, Pastor, you couldn't ask me to preach Halloween? That's easy for me. To me, Mother's Day is above any other day because without you moms, or without my mom, I wouldn't be here. Without your mom, we won't see some of the loving and the caring and some of the characteristics of our kids when they do things that are right, or the way they act or say we shouldn't do that. That comes from my wife, because me, I'm reckless. So I thank God that my kids are like my wife. So he asked me to preach, and I'm sitting there like, gosh, man, Pastor, why? But then it struck me, if it wasn't for my mom, it wasn't for my mother, she put me on a church bus. And I was upset, because I remember when I was eight, there was this Baptist church in Florida, and she, I don't know if she wanted to get rid of me. I didn't know if she needed a timeout on Sunday. She would put us on this bus with a weird guy named Brother Billy. And I got on this bus, and they did weird things, and she did that every day, every Sunday, for 4 years until we moved. Every Sunday, if it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't be on a bus. If it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't have moved to California, because she said, hey, life here in Philadelphia is not good for you. You need to leave. I ended up at a Christian college. If it wasn't for my mom and said, hey, you could do it, stay there, stay where you're at, keep going, I wouldn't be in Montana, I wouldn't be in Pocatello. So I thank my mom for that. I thank my mom for the nights that she stood up waiting for me to come home to make sure I was okay. Thank you, moms. Because without you, this world would be different. Can you imagine a bunch of guys running around? How our kids would be? Hey, I'm going to eat that. That's my rock. Do you see it? Thank you, moms. Take a second, teenagers, and I tell you, take a second to look at your mom and thank them. And thank God they're alive, that you have the opportunity to see your mom and to hug your mom and tell her I love you. They're special. They're to me, they're like seeing Christ's love a little bit. Because we can never understand Christ's love, but just a little bit, how they will sacrifice everything for you. When I was reading this passage, I wanted to break it down simple, because to me, like I said, Mother's Day is hard, but I know that her hands work. See, there was this little boy. He got his first job. And you're taking a break from turning your Bible today. Gotcha, Pastor. All right, a little break. There was this little boy. He got his first job, and as he was going around town boasting and telling him about, I have a great job, I make good money, I work hard. He got asked a question. He says, the amount of hours I work, he says, I get up at 5, I have my breakfast. He was asked, does anyone else get up? He says, well, yeah, mom gets up. She fixes my breakfast and fixes dad's breakfast. What about your dinner? Well, the boy said, well, mom fixes that too. He goes, does your mother have the afternoon to herself? He goes, the boy replied, you crazy? Mom cleans the house, looks after the other children, gets supper ready for me and dad when we come home. Then we watch TV before we go to bed. Again, the guy goes, what about your mom? What does she do? He goes, the boy replied, mom washes clothes and irons the rest of the evening. He says, do you get paid? The guy asked the kid. Of course I get paid. Dad and I get paid. We get paid good. What about your mom? Does she get paid? The boy replied, mom get paid. Mothers don't get paid. She don't work. I made that comment one time and I wanted to punch my own self in the face. Are you crazy? Listen, my wife got sick and I'm sitting there praying on my knees like, God, don't take her from me. I don't know what's wrong with her, because I couldn't deal with this. Are you nuts? They work harder than we do. I just tell people what to do at work. This is me. Check them in. I come home, my wife has dinner. I come home, she has my house clean. I got home, my kids are doing okay. She's teaching my kids. I come home, everything's done. The bills are paid. Thank you, mothers, because I couldn't do it by myself. You couldn't have your clothes washed if it wasn't for your mom. You couldn't have the organization if it wasn't for your mom. Her hands are always busy. Her hands are always working. When we feel like we're doing it by ourselves, you need to check yourself at the door because it's your other half. It's your mom. Check yourself, because your mom is the one that sacrifices. And if you work up in a broken home, you need to sit there and think about it. Because I grew up in a broken home, and I sit there and write a list of the things she did for me. And just a few things she sacrificed for me are enough to say, hey, moms, you are amazing. You guys are great. Thank you, moms, for everything you've done, for raising our kids, for washing our clothes, for making sure when we come home, we don't have to worry about nothing. Man, I remember saying that to my wife one time. She looked me in the face. She said, get out. I go, I paid for the car. Get out. That's cool. I had to think about that comment. Doesn't matter how much I work outside the home. My house is always in order. It's because of my wife. It's because of the time she puts in. I want you guys to think about that every time you pick up the clothes off the ground because she asks you to do it. She washes it. Or the time where you're sitting there crying, you don't think you're going to get through the next day, and you call your mom when you're 30. Hey, mom, I love you. Thank you for everything you've done. Or you're sitting there because chicken is not made the same way your mom used to make it back in the day. And you're like, hey, can I get the recipe? Thank you, mom. Her hands work. See, the Bible tells us here, in Proverbs 31, we see that moms do all kinds of work. And we see that and back then, they didn't have what we had. We didn't have a visa. We couldn't swipe it with it. If you read verse 13, if we go there in Proverbs 31, we read 13. It says here, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. If you read 14, so she sows. If you read verse 14, it says that she's like the merchant ship and she bringeth for food from afar. She bringeth food from afar. Hey, who goes shopping? Do you? I don't. I hate it. I think that's top five things that I hate doing. One, picking up my clothes. Two, cleaning them. Three, making my own food, and I eat a lot. Look at this. Taco Bell can't support this habit. Right? So thank you, moms. See, the Bible also says if you go to verse 16, she gardens. Verse 16 says here that it says she considered the field, buyeth it, and the fruit of her hands, and planteth a vineyard. She did that. Man, I remember growing up in Philadelphia, if you have a yard, you're considered doing okay. We had a yard about the size of this chair. So you walk out in the back, it's all concrete, you got a yard. Right? Mom used to do crazy stuff. She'll plant tomatoes. I go, Mom, it's never going to grow here. She'll come out, it'll be hot outside. We'll be inside trying to put water on her head because we didn't have air conditioning. Like that, you know how you take the napkin? She'll be out there planting. She'll be out there making sure that we had stuff. Or when we didn't have money, she'll wait in line because my dad was working for commodities. See, we didn't consider that. I didn't consider it when I thought about it. I didn't consider how much work she did for me. How much work she did for me in high school so I could play sports. And the sacrifices she made. Her hands are always working. The day you think that your mom is not working, you're lying to yourself. Even at the age when she gets older and older, she still works. She still gets the phone calls. She still gets the frustration from the husband. Her hands work. And I was thinking, our texts also say that the mothers in verse 15 gets up while it's still dark to prepare food. What's the old saying? And I wrote this down. Man works from sun to sun, but mom's work is never done. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Moms are not lazy. Moms are not lazy. I have stories to tell you because when I think of Mother's Day, I think of all the late nights kids are throwing up and mothers are up with them while the husband's sleeping. That's me. Because she knows I have to go to work, so she's sacrificing her sleep so that I could get up and go to work, and then she goes to work. And I think about everything that she does and how she tries to help me. Thank you, moms, for your hands are always working. I can't repay that debt that she did for me. I can't imagine the stuff she went through. It's a wake-up call. Think about that. It's a wake-up call. The time you take advantage and you think that it's going to be okay, she's going to be there tomorrow, that our life is like a vapor. You never know when it's going to be done. You never know when she's going to be taken to heaven. You never know when she's going to die. You need to realize one thing, that she was there and we had her. And if you missed out, that's on you, to realize how amazing your mom is. I was in church one day. Sorry, Pastor. I was in church one day, and he was preaching, and I took the word mom, and I kind of flipped it upside down and said, wow. You guys wow me. I can't be like you guys. I can't even hold a candle to how amazing you moms are. And take that as I'm serious. Miss Janine asked me to watch her kids, and I ran away. Like, I don't even watch my own kids, girl. But you moms are always willing to stay late. It's time to honor your mom, and it's every day. It's not just for a day, for Mother's Day. It's every day. The Bible says to honor thy mother and thy father so that days will be long upon the earth. That's daily. That's a daily commandment. He didn't say, but if she gets annoying, let her know. It doesn't say, but if she keeps being repetitive because she's trying to help you out, to tell her to shut up. The Bible says, honor thy mother and thy father so that days will be long upon the earth. It's a commandment. It wasn't a suggestion. He commanded that we do that. Her hands are always working. You moms are special. Thank you. You wow me. I can't compare you guys to anything else in the world. I'll tell you guys right here, her next thing I wrote down is her heart loves. Her heart loves. Proverbs 31, 11, verse 12. You guys are going to get two gifts from me today. I'm going to preach my heart out, but we're going to get out of here early. I promise you that, all right? Proverbs 31, verse 11 and 12, it says here, the heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. It says here, if a husband has a full, complete confidence of his wife, then you know what she is, a woman that loves her husband. An epitaph on her wife's tombstone, written by a husband after 60 years of marriage, it read this: she always made home happy. I thought about that. Me and my wife is hilarious. She's like half goofy and like half serious. Like, if you know Bev, she's like goofy serious. And those two should never mix. And I was sitting there, and we're watching this movie, like Forbidden Kingdom, the karate movie. And I'm going to bed, and she jumps in bed, and she karate chops me right in the face. And I paused, like, did you just do that? And she just started laughing. And she made me laugh, because I've never been karate chopped half asleep. That's new for me. And just the thing, the goofy thing she says, or the joke she says, Bev makes my house happy. Bev really does that for me, and I appreciate it, because I know how hard life could be outside when you're working and you feel stressed and you feel like you can't pay the next bill, or you feel like you're not going to make it until next week, or you feel like grocery bills are due, or people are so emailing you and texting you and calling you because work is never done for a man, and you're thinking like, gosh, I don't have time. And it's that one moment when you get karate chopped in bed that you can say, man, that was hilarious. And it's that one moment when she tells you you're going to be okay. Husbands, we're blessed. We're blessed. Think about what your wife does for you. Not just raising her kid to be a great mom. I mean this with all my heart, not because she's staring at me. She is the reason I am the man I am today. Because of her help, the way she motivates me, because of what she does for me, because of the stresses she's taken away from my life. Hey, not only does her hand work, her heart loves. She's there to talk to me about the weirdest things, like a banana in the nose. She just says things to not overcomplicate life that's already complicated. And I just thank God for her. Think about that, husbands. Our kids are blessed. Think about your life, how blessed you are because of your spouse. She's a mother. And her example that she has is how she loves you, and people see it. how she loves you and respects you and wants to motivate you and tell you it's going to be okay. And she's there when you feel like you can't do it anymore. She becomes that rock, and you have a little bit, just a tiny bit of what Christ is going to be like when we get to heaven, of his love. It's just a little bit, because she can never make up what God has, but a tiny bit of that he gave us through our wife. Just because, you know, when we die and go to heaven, that's going to be so much more better. Man, if I had that little bit of love, and it's so motivating and it captivates me, imagine how our love for our Savior is going to be when we get to heaven. How great his love is going to be when he said, man, I got you through that hard time. It was okay. I got you through that debt. It was okay. I got you through losing a child. It's okay, because he loves us. And he put somebody in that place to be a glimpse. Thank you, moms. Thank you. Don't take advantage of that, because it's so great. I had to sit there and check myself at the door, and then I read this article, and it was a grandma telling her granddaughter good night. When the little girl said, "Mommy, Daddy, Mommy and Daddy are entertaining some very important people downstairs," she says, "You're right," grandma said. "How do you know?" She said, "Just listen," the little girl said. She said, "Mommy's laughing at all Daddy's jokes." I think when there's a lot of laughter in the home, you just know that something good is going to happen at home. And of course, there needs to be more laughter. See, the Bible says, if you turn your Bibles to Proverbs 17. Proverbs 17, verse 22. Proverbs 17, verse 22, it says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." Laughter is the best medicine. See, when there is a lot of laughter in the home, someone is putting out something, some type of good medicine. And it also shows a lot of love. See, I have another illustration, and I told you, I like illustrations. Because I'm like one of those kids that if you draw me a picture, I get it. Like, draw me instructions. If you drew a picture of a dude ironing clothes that look like a basketball, and you put water plus this and that, I could do it. So there's this kid, right? There's a teacher at school. She put this question to little James in math class. She said, "James," she said, "Yes, ma'am." She said, "Suppose your mother made a cherry pie, and there were 10 of you at the table, and your mother and your father and 8 children. How much of that pie would you get?" James said, "A ninth." The teacher, he was like, that was his answer. And the teacher was like, no, James. "Hey, James, you're not listening. Do you know your fractions?" He goes, "Yes, ma'am, I do." But he said, "I know my mom better. And she'll say that she didn't want any pie." The unselfishness of a mother's shows a heart of love for a family, that all of us can remember many unselfish acts of her devotion that moms have made for us. How many of you, I know it's something small, but it makes me cry, because I can remember not having a lot, and she always give it to me. And this, think about that, the sacrifices that your mom made for you. All the late nights, all the stuff she did for you, she put it out. Everybody would be eating and she wouldn't be. Crazy, right? I got one last thing, and this is Mother's Day. Whew. I'm going to end with this. Thomas Edison, he once said, "I did not have a mother long, but she cast over me an influence which has lasted all my life. The good effects of early training I can never lose. If I had not been for her appreciation and her faith in me at a critical time in my experience, I should never likely become an inventor. I was always the careless boy, and with a mother of different mental caliber, I should have turned out badly. But her firmness, her sweetness, her goodness were potent powers to keep me in the right path. My mother was the making of me. The memory of her will always be a blessing to me." Proverbs 31:28 says, and I'll read it to you guys. It says, "Her child rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. I want to end with this. Her hands work. Her heart loves husbands and children and teenagers. She deserves some praise. Think about it. Think about everything that she's done for you. Think about the good times and the bad times and the moments of, you don't see it because you're small now. You don't see it because she doesn't tell you. You don't see the things that she does to get you what you want. She never showed it. I remember she never showed how angry she was. Or she couldn't afford it. But she always made it happen. She never talked about how she's going to get through the next week because she always made it happen for us. Think about that time and praise your mom for everything she's done and thank her and love on her. She deserves just that, minimal. Mother's Day. Mother's Day to me was just another day I go to work. And I don't know if God used Pastor to teach me a lesson, but my mom deserves more than what I gave her. Because she did a lot for me. Think about your mom. You're always going to get good and bad with everybody because we're sinners. But think about the things she's done, the sacrifices she's made. The time she took your kids so you could go on a date night. She's like, I already raised my kids. Why do I want yours? She didn't say that, but she'll text it to her friend. I can't believe I'm doing this again. They've been out of the house for 25 years and I'm stuck again. We went to Florida. And me and my wife, we don't get a lot of date nights. She was like, leave. I go, what? She's like, I got the kids, leave. I know mom didn't want to do that. She still did it. Sacrifices that your moms make. How much she loves you. The late nights, staying up to make cookies for your class that don't deserve it. You remember those? You remember those shoes she brought when you know she was broke? Mother's Day, I can't put it plainly, and I appreciate you guys. And you guys are a great example of what a mom should be. Thank you.
Thank you for studying God's Word with us on Walk in the Spirit. To hear more of this or other portions of Scripture, please visit www.PocatelloBaptistChurch.com or you can write us at 190 West Chapel Road, Pocatello, Idaho, 83201. If you live in or are visiting Southeast Idaho, we would like to have you join us here at Pocatello Baptist Church for any of our services. Our service times begin with Sunday school at 9 a.m., Sunday worship at 10 a.m., and Sunday evening study at 5 p.m. We have a midweek study and prayer service for both adults and youth on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Child care is available for all of our services. For more information or directions, please call us at 208-237-4915. Until next time, God bless you as you walk in the Spirit.